True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season episode 103. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez, Drab T-Shirt, the woman hater.
I saw getting some blowback for our commentary last week.
I did. I saw that.
Maybe we'll get into that in here in a few minutes. Don't take everything so seriously. Just having fun.
I know. Drab Clary. D Woods, you better get in the on deck circle.
Yeah, get in the bullpen
get in
there,
the bullpen.
Bud.
I might need you.
We are actually recording on Wednesday this week. I have like my sixth dentist appointment of the month tomorrow. And we have to also do a walkthrough for the Wizards broadcast on Friday.
Busy week for
the
us.
Dentist is such a racket. So I hadn't been in years. Just because whatever, like, just life got in the way. Well, it didn't prioritize it. Yeah. So it'd probably been like 4 or 5 years since I've been to the dentist.
Dentist is the place that you go where you only go if you need something right away. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? No.
Like if your mouth is in so much pain or your jaw is in so much pain, you have to go literally book an appointment to go. You're not thinking about, oh, it's my time to go to the dentist.
Well, I used to be a lot better about it. I used to go like every 2 years, but right before the pandemic, it had been like a year, and then all that happened.
Yeah, and it just so slips away. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's 2 years, then all of a sudden, what's the point? Might as well make it 4 years.
So then I go earlier this month and for a scheduled cleaning. Uh-huh. The first meeting was me getting yelled at for an hour, and then they stick the needle in your gums, and they take the x-rays, and they tell you how you're like, oh my god, what have you been doing for the last 5 years, mm-hmm. basically. And they give you
the riot act.
They basically said, we can't clean your teeth today, is what it was.
Whoa.
Because it was like 40, it hadn't been in a while, so by the time they do everything, it had eaten up like 40 minutes.
Huh. Yeah, and they got other patients. Right.
You got to come back, and plus, you got two new cavities. You've had cavities in your past that you've grinded away that need to be refilled. Uh-huh. So your next appointment is going to be to fix the cavities. We got to do four. So basically four of those.
Okay.
That was the next week. And then they said, this is their biggest racket. It's been so long since you've been here. We can't do a normal cleaning. Because your gums are
deteriorating
infected, or basically. Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
We have to do a deep cleaning, and that's over two different appointments.
So they say we got to do your top one day, your bottom the other day.
But they did the left last week, and they're doing the right tomorrow.
This is my like power fourth, washing your teeth.
It's my fourth dentist appointment, and of course they charge you for every one.
How much is this?
With our insurance, it was like $150 each time.
Do you know what I got? So we're
$150 for each clean. Yeah, it's a racket.
Our open enrollment, I guess, is coming up soon.
Yeah,
I gotta figure out what to do with my. I gotta enroll in an optometrist.
Why? You got nubs eyes,
dude? I'm going blind. Like I can't see like I used to.
Are you nearsighted or farsighted?
The one where you can't see stuff far away. I think that's nearsighted.
Nearsighted. Yeah.
But when I was driving at night. And it was raining when I was driving to the Stavros show. Okay. I couldn't see where I was going because it was nighttime. It was hard to see. It was rainy. Everything was like blurry.
Have you ever seen that Robin Williams movie, Jack?
Yes.
I think you might got you got a touch of that.
What do you mean?
I think you're rapidly aging.
Button.
No, that's the opposite. I'm being serious here.
Why?
I don't know what's going on, but you grade way too early. Okay.
I can't argue that.
Your body's breaking down.
What do you mean my body's breaking down?
You just 2 minutes ago, you got out of the chair, pop. Oh, did you hear that? Your knees are popping all over the place. Your vision's going. You got bad hips. You tell them you can't do full squats because you got bad hips, so you can't go all the way down. You're unflexible. Okay. I'm starting to get a little worried that your body is just getting nubs all of a sudden.
You know what? At least my brain isn't turning to mush.
No, your brain is fine. I don't know what the hell you were doing earlier today. You were trying to figure out the force someone needs to do to dunk a basketball. It was making my head spin.
That's silly physics.
You were asking me questions about it. No. I told you I got a D, or I failed the lowest accredited math course at ASU. Well, I don't appreciate you also on a side note, you taking shots at ASU this week. I've told you it's a better school than you think.
I didn't. Did I take a shot?
You go now do ASU.
Well, that's because there was so much dead air. There was so much dead air.
He was listing all the dumb schools.
I had to fill it in.
I've told you they've made improvements. It's like Maryland in the 80s was for jokers. That's like ASU. ASU is no longer a complete joke school. It's not like Maryland, but it's not a joke.
I told you I'm envious of your school, of your alma mater.
No, you did say you put ASU in your top five of schools. You'd most want to go to.
In terms of experience, it'd be in the top three.
It is.
Easily. That in Wisconsin.
I know Valdez is a big whiskey guy.
I have a big Madison guy.
So I'm a little worried. Your eyes should not be going bad at 35.
Well, no, here's the problem is that they always were bad. And then I got LASIK surgery. Eggy and whatever his name is.
Don't you have to get LASIK like every 10 years?
Yes, I got to get a touch up.
Oh, so we can set someone up with that.
Okay.
Do it while Cakes is getting his filler.
All right.
It'll be procedure day.
Yeah, procedure day on the junks. Right. But I came to the realization is that that's when it hit me hard is when I was driving at nighttime and I felt like an old geezer because I couldn't see. And so now when open enrollment's coming, I was thinking about having to jump on an optometrist plan.
Yeah, you got to get a vision plan. I think is what they call it. Guessing yourself some. Hey,
Are you serious?
Do they call them readers?
Yeah, and some nighttime driving glasses. Yeah. Hey, are you serious? Is there a way that I can get a LASIK touch up? You think that's an easy sell for sales?
Talk to our guy Patrick Price.
Okay,
I think he'll reach out to somebody. We've done it before.
Most of all, I'm having a heart.
Where is the place Tiger Woods trusted?
The LASIK Center. Hey, most of all, I'm having a hard time seeing the golf ball.
Well, that's because you pull your head.
Okay, Butch Harmon.
Can I tell you I've had enough?
This is definitely on the run. This Drabs, yeah, go ahead.
I've had enough of the golf technique talk in the producer room. It's laborious.
So
you are boring me to death. You should be better than this.
So Eric Bickle during the breaks, Eric has been bitten by the golf bug again. He has joined a country club. He got a driving range mat, a driving range net, and he has a data, something for his swing that he video records and spits out all the data. almost like a TrackMan, if you're familiar with that technology. And he's beating balls every day, and he's recording himself while beating balls. And during the break, during almost every, I would say, how many breaks we have? We have 12 breaks a show. I would say 3 out of those 12 breaks, Eric is coming into the producer studio with video of his swing, showing me the swing and asking for my commentary on the swing and what I'm noticing about the numbers. And I'm helping out. I'm helping out with the swing. I'm like a swing coach.
You got a hard on to be his coach. And Eric used to be interesting during the commercial breaks because Eric doesn't come over all 12 commercial breaks. He comes over 3 to 4 times a show, an hour to make a conversation.
Yeah, he usually has something to say too. He said, hey, listen to this theory I got. Listen to what I'm thinking about.
It used to be interesting. It used to come in here with theories he's working on, radio rumors. We used to talk about news babes, whatever it is. Like
the industry itself, gossip.
It used to be filled with gossip. I love gossip.
Who doesn't love gossip?
And we were
gossip girl.
It used to be locker room talk.
Yeah, that was it. That's the definition of locker room talk.
Now it's so boring, Valdez. You got EB is coming in here with his cell phone out, and he's showing you like swing tips, and you go, "What do you think of this?" And you guys are reading data to each other. I literally want to eat a bullet, as Jim Norton would say during the commercial breaks. It's so boring. Actually, I'm treating it like I do when I'm
Drab's protesting this friendship. This
have you
golf
noticed?
Friendship. Yes, I've noticed. So as soon as as soon as Eric walks in, he has his phone holded horizontally. Drab knows there's a video incoming. Yeah. Stitch incoming.
What's on these videos? What is on it?
It's his swing.
He's filming himself.
He's filming himself swinging, and he's showing it to me in slow motion.
And can I tell you, this isn't a jealous thing. I'm not jealous of their friendship. I just wish they'd talk about something interesting.
You want to be included. You feel excluded.
It's not even that I feel excluded. It could not be more boring. I want you guys to be interesting. Entertain me. Talk about something relevant to the rest of us. You're doing.
We're having our own conversation.
You guys are like swinging your hips back.
This is an A and B conversation. So why don't you see your way out?
I am seeing my way out. I'm leaving the studio.
I'm noticing.
I'm going to take solo bathroom breaks.
Do you want me to include you in this conversation?
No, I don't want to be included. I want new topics.
I can't help it. So Eric
once a show, you guys can do that.
Eric views me as his swing coach.
I know. And you get a kick out of it.
I do get a kick out of it because it's the first time I've ever felt useful. For lack of a better phrasing, it's the first time that any of the guys ever needed me for anything.
It's not even, I'll be honest, it's not even golf talk that I can understand. I don't know what the hell they're saying half the time.
Like, even you know what a flop shot is or a bump and run or you know, anything like that.
You're reading like TrackMan data.
Yeah, spin rate.
Yeah, it's just
launch angle.
And Valdez doesn't know what he's talking about either.
What do you mean? I know exactly what I'm talking about.
He's humoring EB about these numbers.
You think I'm just,
you're like
fibbing my way through
it? You're just BSing.
Yeah.
You're BSing your way through it. And, you know. Yeah, he doesn't know this. Well, he does now, but because Eric thankfully listens to Bit Season. I know he's going to hear this.
Yes. You know what's going to happen. You're going to feel awful because he's going to walk in holding his phone and say, Drab, I know you hate this, but here, stick around and I'll placate you.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I miss the days where EB would come in the studio and go, Drab, I'm going to pay you $5 to watch this video. And it'd be a 15-minute video on something crazy that's happening in the country that EB's got all figured out and the rest of us are too dumb to catch on.
Hey, if you're getting paid $5 to watch videos, how come I'm not getting paid $5 to watch his golf video?
You know what? That's a great... You should start charging him.
Should I? I should
charge him $5 for every lesson you give him.
Okay. Charge him for my
your
time.
Virtual lesson.
My golf pro time.
Yeah, he'll pay you. He's paid me.
I'm not going to charge him.
Why? That's funny. That's a good bit. That's,
hey, do you know I impressed Eric today? With golf related.
No, I don't, because I left the room.
He said, he goes, you don't remember much like about the Norbeck, the course, right? I go, are you kidding? Then I recited every hole to him and what every player did on every hole.
Well, you just played it like a week ago.
No, it wasn't a week ago. It was probably a month ago.
It was not a month ago.
It was
ago.
A month ago. He thought I was Rain Man. He couldn't believe I called out every hole, every shot that I made, every shot.
Well, you're taking an interest in it because it's your.
No, that's what I do.
No, I know, but it's just your conversation point. Like, you have to know about it. Just like I have to know, I have to be prepared on.
Are you doing show prep?
You're doing show prep to entertain him.
That's not even the right guy.
I know.
Somebody else.
All right, just at
okay,
least
all right, take you
one
want to take
one to show
yes,
one to show okay
not to schedule
segments.
It this is schedule, our yeah. This is our scheduled time.
You guys can do it at going into the 7 o'clock break.
Okay.
All right. 6:55 commercial break is all yours.
I got you.
You know what, I am, you know, speaking of knowing your surroundings and stuff, I am flabbergasted that EB is so oblivious that he doesn't know where he got pulled over, how much the ticket is for, and what to do with it next.
I feel like Eric is a zombie on weekends.
I understand he drives a lot, okay? Yeah. But he had no idea. Did he even know if he was in Pennsylvania or New York?
Yeah, he didn't really say, because he was going from New York to Pennsylvania.
He just said state trooper. And and that he was so... he was.
I
like,
thought his wife did the driving.
Well, I think she doesn't go all the time.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't imagine she was in the car. Because if they're riding together, as we've discussed, I think last week, she's doing the driving. So I think he was by himself. Mm-hmm. But how do you not know? He just kept saying some backwards town.
Some hillbilly town.
And then he kept calling it a speed trap. That's not a speed trap.
That was the tilting part about it.
It's not a speed trap.
He's saying, I was doing 50, and then all of a sudden, this little podunk village, I think that's what he called it, was a village showed up out of nowhere, and it went down to 30. Well, of course, dummy, so you're not running over a little kid leaving an elementary school.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell by your surroundings that it's probably not the same posted speed as it was before. And you know what?
He should have been charged more.
Eric he's not the biggest squeaker of all the guys.
No,
definitely not. But how can he keep saying, as long as it's not a reckless, I don't care, or I don't care about points? Does he not know what that's doing to his insurance? Every speeding ticket you get balloons your insurance payment.
Hey, you know what? We all clowned on John DePompa for the oblivious zing, but.
Well, stand by it.
But it's just been proving himself oblivious.
John DePompa does not get credit.
No, he doesn't get credit for
calling EB oblivious.
No, but he put a spotlight on it.
He did spotlight it.
He put a spotlight on it.
Yeah.
And ever since he said that, I feel like it's just been popping up more and more and more.
We're
cognizant of it.
Yeah.
He showed us the way.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's popping into our brains all the time.
I was thinking the word jarring. Remember, because how often someone pointed out how often they use the junkies were jarring.
Your crutch phrase of jarring.
What was the other thing that I pointed out that the guys say all the time? I can't remember. It was something on the
show.
Was
it a cakesism?
But they all adopted it. It was mostly cakes and lurch. It was something like, speaking of which, or something, it was something along those lines, or
along those lines. Mm-hmm. Cakes got a little bit of the face today, or not today?
Why?
Yesterday?
Why? I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, I could feel him seething through the glass when I brought up his Stu Finer, because I started laughing, and then I said, anytime the name Stu Finer is mentioned on this show, Cakes goes into the look at me on fire.
You joned on Cakes.
I didn't joan on his impression. I'm joned on his Pavlov
dog.
Cakes actually, he does not appreciate that when you point out.
When you point out he's a, like a one-trick pony when it comes to certain things.
Yes, that he'll, you know, say, he did it today. You know what he did today?
What?
Cakes, I love Cakes. I love this guy so much. Every time, like there are certain things.
I know. He has a reaction. Certain things get a specific reaction from Cakes.
So every time the Seattle Kraken are mentioned, he says, "Drab, those drab Seattle Kraken. Drab, why aren't you wearing any Kraken clothes?" And I have to say every time, Cakes, I'm not a Kraken fan. I'm a Caps fan.
Yeah.
And every time it takes him by surprise that I tell him I'm not a Kraken fan.
You know what else Cakes' Pavlov dog imitation comes around is Mark Wahlberg. Every time there's a story about Mark Wahlberg, he does Pablo Francisco doing Mark Wahlberg.
He also, every time
Mark Wahlberg, it said, he goes, hey guys.
Well, some of it, it's a fine line because he knows he's playing the hits.
Of course, yeah.
Right? Like with that stuff, he knows that people want to hear it. It's, you know, his Wayne Rooney impression every time that there's England's mentioned. He says redneck guzzler every time someone talks about
7-Eleven. You say the word 7-Eleven within 5 seconds, the phrase redneck guzzler is said.
So how long did Cakes have the face for?
It was brief, but I could tell.
You ricked him.
You could tell I ricked him because he felt like I was, I don't know, like taking a dig at his comedic genius.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just laughing.
It was.
It was not a dig.
It was a slight. Well, it was. You didn't mean to be hurtful, but it was a slight. I could see it be taken as a dig.
I don't know. You know what? I shouldn't have been thinking out loud. That's what I was doing.
Sometimes you do think out loud. And then you tell those things that you're thinking to Cakes down the line in his ear, and I'm worried that he's going to say, you told him something in his ear yesterday that I can't remember, or maybe it was today, that I cringed when I heard it because I was worried that, oh, you had an Odyssey zing.
Oh, yeah.
Valdez tried to slam the company, mock the company on the air.
I did not. I did not.
What was the zing again? You can say it on here.
All right. It was about Eric Bieniemy going from the Chiefs, the OC of the Chiefs, to the OC of the Commanders. And I said, it would be like Joe Rogan going to Odyssey.
Right. What? Valdez is so desperate for a zing that he will risk his job by slamming the company he worked for on this.
You got to understand, I'm workshopping stuff.
No, you're supposed to workshop through me.
You're not my filter.
I am the filter because I'll say, dump that, like I did today. All right. There is something I want to say, though, that I enjoyed on the show today. And I thought it was big of Eric and some good quality content where we did the topic of 50% of us think we look better in person than we do in photos.
All right.
Now, Eric has always said, and I thought the guys did a great job with that segment.
It was a very well-run segment. Yeah, funny segment, good content.
Good content. Now, Eric has always, you know, being Mr. Photogenic, he always says it's tongue-in-cheek. I know that I look bad in photos, right? Uh-huh. But what I thought was most interesting, the most interesting admission of that, is that Eric said, look, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I hit the wall.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he basically came clean.
Now, what does Eric... I did not expect that. Does Eric believe that he's not an attractive guy anymore? Has all the joning got to him?
No. I think Eric is... I think it's partly the fact that people tell him that he doesn't look good online, and I can see how that can trigger you, make you feel that way. But I think Eric came to the realization that he's aged. That's what I think it is that he's not the same 35-year-old young buck that he used to be. I feel like he's...
But most guys, as they always say, a lot of guys get better looking with age.
I will say this. I've always thought that Eric... There's only a handful of pictures that Eric looks awful in.
Okay. All right. But everybody takes awful photos.
I know. That is true. But I will say that Eric's very hard on himself when it comes to pictures. I don't think he looks as bad as he always claims he does. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like when we were at Nats Park for 106.7 The Fan night, mm-hmm. I thought Eric took some great pictures there. But here, but when you think of Eric in pictures, all you think about is his boobs. Remember his boob sweat picture that always the cooler picture.
Yeah,
him drunk with Sergio Garcia.
Well,
And then him playing croquet. I think that's your Mount Rushmore of bad Eric pictures.
Well, he's got other ones, but they're like, he took one where he was like a selfie in front of his car. He was driving and his hair was like so white. He looked 85 years old. But Eric always says two things. They're going to be brutally mean in photos online, and they will always look for stuff in the background, like Jonah and
Sherlock Holmes. They will need Joan material.
But that was always in photos. I'm worried that EB's going to lose his confidence.
Well, you said that when I played golf with him. He's very hard on himself.
Is he getting too, where's that bravado? The EB always walked like he had a Big Johnson in his pants. I can't have my idol walking around thinking he's ugly.
Well, maybe we should stop beating him down so much.
That's what I am. Yeah, maybe we're...
You know what? We've beaten him down so much. Now we're in the prop-up phase.
you tear him down to build him back up.
We're going to build him back up.
We've reached the bottom of the teardown phase.
I will say this. Eric does himself a disservice when he dresses, like when he takes a picture and he looks homeless.
Yes.
Like when he's dressed for work. But when he's out with the boys or dinner or golf, he's dressed much better.
He does, yeah. When he's out at the golf course,
it does him a disservice when he takes a picture in here with somebody and he's got his sweats on.
But didn't he just take a golf photo that everybody was joning on,
Congo?
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah,
I saw people jocking his Jordans, his Jordan golf shoes.
I know. I haven't shared my thoughts on that.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
It's just, what is he doing?
Jordan golf shoes.
He's too old. They don't. First, it's mostly actually, can I tell you what's tilting the most about it? It's the actual model of Jordans.
The 12s? He has 12s.
They just are so hideous for golf shoes. the other Jordans
work. They look good on Harold Varner III.
I don't even think they look that good on Harold Varner III. Harold Varner III. He's got like these bright red curves Jordans, and they don't match what he's wearing.
I will say that he's wearing red ones, and he's got black and white on. Yeah, yes.
It just doesn't. Eric was always. Why is he wearing those? Because wasn't he always? He loved the wingtip shoes or whatever they were.
Yes, he was always a golf snob.
He was always a stickler for the.
Yes,
for the,
he always wears pants and his FootJoy wingtip shoes.
It doesn't match. Those shoes just don't match. But whatever, people will.
That's the thing now.
Can I tell you when Eric looks good?
When does he look good?
When we go to the woods.
Okay.
All right. When we go to the woods or when we go out to a nice dinner, Eric has good style. He has nice clothes. He's put together well. When he combs his hair, he's not wearing a hat.
I know.
And that's when he looks good.
He looks good when we're at MGM doing like the Cakes Classic and he has a button down shirt on.
Yes.
And we're meeting out at Voltaggio.
When we go to the Palm for our ratings dinner or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Our number one ratings dinner. That's when Eric, he dresses sharp. I should dress like that more often.
I actually think he looks better without a hat.
He does look better out with a hat, but he has to comb his hair. He has to comb his hair and put product in it.
If Eric wanted to look his best on Monumental, it would be hatless. He's got to stop wearing red, too.
The red is overkill.
It's very overkill. He's got like a dark colored hoodie or shirt on.
He's got his nice hairstyle. Can I tell you, I give you a compliment about Eric. Eric has great skin complexion.
He does.
I would kill for that George Clooney olive skin that he's got.
He does have almost like a constant Outer Banks tan.
He does. It looks good. I am very jealous of his skin tone.
Hey, also, with that segment, Number one, I think Cakes is definitely going to do the bag surgery or
the filler.
The filler.
Yeah.
But I actually think that we could get JP to do some sort of cosmetic treatment as well.
Oh, I think he could. Even though he's got all that machismo. All right?
I don't think JP is above getting a needle in the face.
Who is Eric? Wouldn't do it.
No, Eric wouldn't do
Lurch
it.
Already does the eye cream, which is surprising.
Yeah,
takes,
yeah. The, Jason cakes doesn't
can
need
be
t- anything.
Cakes can be talked into anything. Yeah. I think JP would like, you know what I think JP would like? I don't even know what it does, but I see the Instagram models. They're always laying on their tummy and they're always doing some sort of butt thing, right? They're like putting cream on butts or massaging their butts. It's some sort of like...
It gets rid of the cellulite.
Yeah, it gets rid of the cellulite.
All right. What? We'll go around the room, including us. What cosmetic surgery? All right.
Well, you already know mine.
We have procedure day. On the junkie.
Well, you already know
my... I know. Hair.
I want a hair transplant, and yeah, I'm working on it diligently behind the scenes.
All right. Does my eyesight count?
No.
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 Okay.
No.
All right.
Well, no, it can. Didn't... We already... A few weeks ago, you told me I had body dysmorphia because I wanted the hair transplant. And now look at you. You're getting... Well, I'm dangling a free LASIK surgery in front of you. And
you're, well, that's you're thinking, that doesn't count. You know what I need? This is what I need, if it's possible. I need a dry skin remover.
What is that? Is that a real thing?
I don't know. But I get dry skin right here.
Yeah.
In my eyebrows. Mm-hmm. It's trifling. And I get dry skin right here on the top of my lip.
Mm. So, I actually don't ever notice that.
Well, it's because...
Are you constantly lotion?
Constant lotion.
Lotion.
Lotion before bed, lotion when I wake up. Constant lotion. Constantly. Jason, we get a loogie remover. Okay. Take a pair of pliers, go down his throat.
Lurch has got to go see. What do you call those?
ENT, ear, nose, and throat.
I mean, are we making any improvements this week? We got to keep a track.
No, but it's starting to spread throughout the rest of the show. JP's coughing a lot.
Well, those guys are sick. I give them a pass.
Well, Jason said he was sick last week.
No. Jason's been sick for years, coughing every morning until 7 o'clock.
Eric was having
a coughing fit this week. It's fall. You get a pass. There's not much you can do about that.
And then Eric, remember, his birthmark. He get that big birthmark removed on his back.
I thought it dissipated over the years.
I don't know.
He does have a giant birthmark that nobody knows about because you haven't seen him shirtless.
He's talked about it.
Well, he talks about it, but no one's ever really seen it.
I mean, it's massive.
But it's not brown. When I think it's like...
It's a bay... You know, it's like Waterworld when that little girl has a map on her back. That's what Eric has.
It's just an off-colored...
Eric's got a big map on his back. Maybe it's the Ponce de Leon Fountain of Youth.
JP would want hair coloring.
Coloring or hair removal. Remember, he doesn't...
He's got too much of that Italian thick brush.
Yeah, too much arm hair.
Mm-hmm. I think JP would be more open to it because his wife Jess is...
I think she's had a big influence in converting him into thinking that, you know,
it's okay to
feel good about
yourself.
Yeah, pamper yourself. Feel good about how you look and stuff like that.
Hey, speaking of pampering yourself, you didn't even respond to the celebrity that I told you was in the radio station yesterday, and I actually, can I tell you, I got a little bit nervous.
Why is that?
Because it's a non-sports celebrity that was walking the halls here yesterday.
What station did this celebrity?
PGC.
Okay.
I believe maybe they were going to do something on the drive, just it didn't end up happening. But I didn't even know this person was here. Usually there's rumors a lot of times that someone's coming.
Can I tell you why I didn't respond to your text message?
Before you say who it is, tell me why you didn't respond. Because I specifically, out of everyone I know, sent that to you.
I know, but what time did you send it?
I knew you were working out.
I know.
I expected.
But at the mill, I don't get your text messages because I don't get service. I only have Wi-Fi. And then since you have Android, it doesn't come through on my end until I'm driving, leaving that place.
Oh, okay.
So I saw it.
So no comment here.
Yeah, no comment. But I saw it, and I thought about how giddy you got.
Were you a little bummed out?
I was bummed out, but then I started thinking about the totem pole of those people and where he would rank.
Well, I'm going to say his name, and everyone's going to know who I'm talking about. I think he's not number five.
Not number five.
I don't think he's even number four. Yesterday, I was going to the cafeteria, and I walk around the corner, and smack dab in my face.
Okay, in the cafeteria,
on the PGC couches over there, is a group of people, but one of them stands out.
Of course,
none other than Netflix superstar Karamo from Queer Eye.
Part of the Fab Five.
Part of the Fab Five.
Now, let me ask you a question. Was he wearing his New York Yankees fitted?
No. And let me tell you.
That is his staple. Why is he not wearing it?
I don't know. Speaking of queer, drab t-shirt was fanboying out.
Did you go up to him and dap him up?
No. I actually got...
You got nervous.
When I played it cool, like I stopped and I looked at him and I waved to him. And he gave me a little head nod because they were like in a little conversation and there were a bunch of people over there with him. Uh-huh. But later, I kept doing a walk-by, right, to see.
Yeah.
Seeing
if you caught him at a free moment.
I literally, like there would be pop stars over there. Who was the people that Jason got pictures with that? I didn't care.
Iggy Azalea,
yeah. I didn't care. I would just stay over here. Like, that's cool that she's here, but she means nothing to me. Karamo. I love Queer Eye. I'm a Queer Eye fan back to the original. All right?
The Showtime series. Bravo, sorry.
No, E! Entertainment. It was on E!
Was it E! Or Bravo?
Oh, no, it may have been Bravo. Carson Kressley. All right, was the lead guy. All right.
Didn't they go to Showtime for a bit?
Maybe gone to Showtime. Okay. I used to know the names of all the original five, but now I'm drawing a blank, but that's not important.
Now, Karamo on Queer Eye is the lifestyle guy.
No. He's the culture guy.
Yeah. Like, same thing. Well, culture.
They call him the culture guy. I haven't even seen it since the second season. Kind of burned out on it a little bit. I'm ready for a new Fab Five. So he was in town for yesterday. There was some sort of, it may have been a drag show, something called Heels, and it was a charity. It was some sort of charity event that he was involved in, right? And he was here promoting it. And first off, he doesn't look like he does on the show.
Okay, explain that.
He wears... the makeup he wears in person was jarring.
Like it was.
Like it didn't look like a man in makeup. And I'm not saying drag. Like he was like makeup to bring out his features.
Oh.
And so his skin was like.
Glowing.
His beard perfectly shaped and shiny and very black. Uh-huh. And he just was made to pop. It didn't look like a regular guy necessarily, right? That I would think of. And I've been a Karamo fan because Karamo was on Real World.
Yes, he was.
Back when they were in Philadelphia and me and my buddies, we would get stoned at ASU and we'd watch Real World. And so I've been a Karamo fan forever. I like the new guys, Tan and JVS and Bobby and Anthony.
I would say Anthony is the food guy. Bobby's the builder.
You know what?
Tan is.
Here's the rankings.
Yeah, the rankings are
JVS number one as far as popularity. Okay. He's not my favorite. Everybody loves him though. Loves.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you doing this ranking because you were called misogynistic?
No. I'm not even thinking about that. Okay. I'm a Queer Eye fan.
All right.
JVS number one. Number two. I'm going to say the cute and cuddly Tan. Everybody loves Tan.
Everyone loves Tan.
Okay. You know, if you don't watch this show right now, you're probably going, oh my God, what's going on with these guys?
Yeah. No wonder Drab doesn't want to talk about football with women.
Number three, I'm going to put Karamo at three.
Okay. Now, four, this is what you think their popularity is, or this your ranking?
These are kind of my rankings. No, these overall, because JVS is not number one for me.
Okay.
Tan's number one for me.
Yeah, of course. because Drav thinks he knows style. And Drav loves the French tuck.
Number four.
where he tucks his partner's cock in his mouth.
I know. It was an obvious joke. You didn't have to say it, Valdez. Number four, I'm going to say Anthony.
Okay.
But Anthony might be more... Here's Anthony, I think you're sleeping on a little bit. He was in the suite with Taylor Swift.
I know he was.
He entered the stadium with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
He's a big deal.
So he's actually probably bigger than Karamo.
I know. That's why, trust me, I was going to give my rankings and he was going to be number one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He's your number one?
He's my number one.
He's not number one.
He's number one.
For you, maybe.
For me, definitely.
But he's not the most famous. Jonathan Van Ness. Okay. Hey, is Jonathan JVS? Is he? Yeah. It's a big JVS week.
See you in the Hennessy suite.
According to Instagram followers, it looks like Jonathan Van Ness has 5.7. Anthony has 4.7. Tan France has 4 million. Karamo has 2.7. I'm not even going to look up Bobby because
Bobby's nubs.
I don't even know, like, Bobby Burke.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Karamo has the least amount of Instagram followers.
Yeah, but
they all have close to 3 million, at least 3 million.
That's your queer eye segment for the week.
Bobby's number five.
Yeah, of course he is.
Even though I would be butt size for Bobby to come to my house and
I know, fix everything up
and fix it up and make it look silly.
Remember when they did the reboot on Netflix, the first season?
Yes, the first episode, the Mountain Dew guy.
You know he died.
Yes, I know he died. Okay.
Was that your scoop?
You were going to let me in on this.
The Mountain Dew guy died.
I know the Mountain Dew guy died.
Sorry.
I took over his reign as the Mountain Dew guy. Anyway, so would you have been sized to see Karamo?
I would have been sized. Here's the thing.
All right, you turn the corner, okay, yesterday. And over there is either Karamo or Jordan Poole.
Okay. All
right,
who
do you think it's cooler to see?
Probably Karamo.
Right, okay.
Just because, I mean, athletes come in here all the time. We work with a former athlete who should be in the Hall of Fame.
You turn the corner and it's Karamo or Doja Cat.
Well, Doja Cat.
That's too silly.
Yeah, that's too silly. You need more of a C-list celebrity. Karamo is like C-plus.
I got one more for you. Karamo
or
pop singer Psy, Gangnam Style.
I think Psy. You think you would be doing the
I would be actually much sized to see Psy.
Hey, you tell him about your favorite golfers. But Karamo, here's also part of it, is that you feel like anytime you see Karamo, he's going to like...
BB with the other guys?
You know, that, and also like you feel like you get some free advice. He'll like eye you up and say, "Hey, Drab, why don't you like roll up the bottom of your pants?"
Give you a little tip
to make you look silly.
He was very he had like a black suit on, but it was bejeweled,
bedazzled.
Yeah, one of them. I don't know what the right word is. It was bedazzled. Okay. A bunch of rhinestones all over it, or something like that. Yeah. Not my style.
You're not a rhinestone cowboy.
I immediately texted Sarah, and she was like, "What?" Texted my sister. She was all into it.
Hey, why? You should have got a selfie.
I should have got a picture, but I lingered over there. I actually knew someone in his posse.
Okay.
I know that sounds stupid, but he was with a TV guy from the Channel 50 or DC News Now.
Yeah.
That's here locally. Yeah, I don't know why he was with him, but he was an older guy that I've worked with before, back when Chad and LeVar did a TV show on Channel 50. Yeah, yeah. And so I lingered over there and talked to the guy. And then when Karamo came out, they were taking photos, and I was a little bit too nervous. So I just...
You would look sloppy next to Karamo.
It would look so terrible next to him.
Hey, speaking of looking sloppy, when we come back, we need to talk about Adam's appearance, not only on the show, but also online that you retweeted. I want to get into that.
Okay.
But before we do that, today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, supports Matt. Matt, get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use that promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. We love Mike. When we come back, we are going to talk about Adam's call into the show and also what he was wearing to ACC Media Day.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back to the show. Real quick, we want to remind you guys this portion of the show is brought to you by Crab Sports and the Jumbo Lump Parlay. We love doing that. That is Maryland's local sports book. Crab Sports is upping their game with a $500 first bet insurance promo for new customers. That is unbelievable. Absolutely love that. So place your first bet up to $500, and if it loses, Crab Sports will pay you back in a free bet so you have a second chance to win. Terms and conditions apply.
Also, Crab Sports are working in partnership with fellow Maryland homegrown brand, the Green Turtle, with their free-to-play game. You can win up to $25,000 three times a week, and it's completely free-to-play. Just submit your picks for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, and NFL Sunday, and then depending on how many you get right, you will qualify for $25,000 cash. Green Turtle gift cards and Crab Sports free bets. Please play responsibly. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 years of age or higher.
All right, my portion of the parlay this week is the Utah Utes money line against the Oregon Ducks.
Juicy.
Utah looked great last week. This isn't a letdown game after their big USC win. Utah is just that good. They're a very good defense. They've lost one game this year to Oregon State when they had their entire offense out. They got a new running back that they've moved over from safety. And
I was going to say, isn't their starting safety will be back this game as well?
I think they are good. Utah's very good. I don't necessarily, I mean, think Oregon's fine, but they can easily lose this game. And I believe that's plus 195. So we're going to boost that on my end. And I think Valdez has finally found a winner.
All right. Some would call this the jumbo slump parlay. All right. But I'm going with, if you're a Commanders fan, you're probably happy because I'm going with the Eagles minus 6.5. I'm trying to do the bet on a good team playing a bad team bet. Because I need a win. I don't care if people are questioning Jalen Hurts' knee. I still think this offense is a tank. Maybe they don't push enough or as much with his knee, but I feel like they're able to get the ground game going. Their offense is a juggernaut. And I really love what they did against Miami, the top offense in the league, really held them to 10 points. Seven of it came off of defensive score or special team score. So I like the Eagles minus 6.5. I feel like last time they play was kind of a wake up call to not take the Commanders lightly. Mm-hmm. They blow the doors off them at FedEx, on the link south.
So, all right. So there you go.
There you go. If you download the Crab Sports app on iTunes or your Android device and use the promo code Biddies, when you download that, and the Jumbo Lump Parlay can be found under the Boosted Odds section and will be live 5 p.m. Friday evening all the way through Saturday morning.
And, and use that promo code Biddies when you sign up.
Yes,
all right?
We appreciate you supporting Crab Sports because they support us.
And I'm getting hot. I think I've won 3 in a row, so I'm coming.
I'm coming, too. I do theory.
All right. Real quick, I saw in the message board or someone showed it to me that the women of the Biddies out there were they were upset at Drab for last week.
I think people were making a mountain out of molehill and I ran with
it. Well, it looked like they were questioning.
I was trying to get you canceled.
You were trying to get, yeah. I was just having fun.
I know you are.
I didn't really mean anything by it if you were offended. I would say this. I like women who like sports because then it's easy to have a conversation about stuff. But I think someone in the comments said it probably perfectly. I just, when I'm having my alone time at home and I'm like locked in, I don't want to analyze a game with my spouse. Like I would love for my wife to rock a jersey with me and want to go to games with me every once in a while or be like my hype man for, she knows when the Seahawks are playing.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Okay. But I don't want her to be like, oh, what are they doing? What is the? He's not setting the edge. All right, that's too much for me. All right, so if you are into sports and it works for your relationship, then that's perfect.
I don't think you need to backpedal.
I'm not. I don't really want to backpedal. I just want to say to the women out there, if you were put off by that, I was just having fun. I didn't really mean that much.
You're just having fun.
Didn't anything.
And like I've said this, it's sports for a lot of people is their escape. We don't have an escape. A Queer Eye is our escape.
Yeah, as you learned about a few minutes ago.
Yes, that's Queer Eye is our escape. Sports, that's a pencil pusher's escape.
Now, did you like Awad's segment on the air today?
Let me tell you something. I miss Adam. The show needs Adam.
The show misses Adam because he's the world's greatest punching bag, as EB has called him.
He is, and he takes it very well. You know what I also thought about, and this, Adam, don't take this the wrong way, but as one door closes, another one opens. Bruce the Hugger on the outs, Adam Epstein on the in.
What, for a weekly call-in? You want Adam to call in on Thursdays at 9:45?
I was trying to figure out a way to get Adam to call into the show. Because Bruce can't deliver lines anymore.
You want to write zings for Adam.
So Adam is the new conduit for zings.
So no Larry, no Bruce.
Adam. But here's the problem. Bruce does a better job delivering lines than Adam does.
How did he botch that? Why did he say satanic?
Did he write it differently? This is what people need to understand is that we had him on speakerphone writing down what to say.
We gave him like 2 to 3 zings for the comment.
Yeah, we gave him 2 or 3 lines to say weave these in when you can. And this will get a laugh.
Yeah.
And he repeated them like he was Bruce. He had it all down. And I think he's just botching it on purpose.
No, he's just, it's so obvious to tell when he's reading. Because remember, we've done that bit with him on the show. Like, you're reading your takes. He's the world's worst reader. He can't read.
So he's illiterate.
He's illiterate. He's great.
He's not stupid. He's illiterate.
He's great just like off the cuff or just yelling at whatever. But if he tries to read something, I think he's dyslexic.
Oh, really?
He gets all the words are a mumble jumbo to him.
Maybe he might have sloppy handwriting.
That also might be true.
So combine illiterate with sloppy handwriting. Mm-hmm. That's the combination you get.
Right.
You know what else? People don't like this about Adam, but it really, I enjoy it, is Adam's energy.
Great energy.
I love how shot out of a cannon he is. And what makes it so enjoyable and funny to me,
yeah,
is the disposition between the junks. Like, the junks just are so, I guess, even keel. I wouldn't call it low energy, but compared to what Adam's doing, it's night and day. And that blended together is funny. It's like mixing oil and water.
I do like it when JP gets the face when Adam comes on
and
zings him, and then JP gets angry, and he called him out on, what did he call him out on?
The
Michael Phillips promotion. And then he also said the internet,
you believe everything on the internet.
And JP was, you could tell he was Rick. He was like, I'm so done with this guy.
Hey, why does Jason call Adam Dum Dum? That's Jason's pet name for him.
That's a term of endearment for him.
Is it?
Yeah.
He goes, what time is Dum Dum calling in?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He calls him Dum Dum. He's been doing it for years.
I don't know. I don't think he means anything by it.
I don't think so either. But
JP does not like it when Adam comes on. That's my opinion. Jason will put up with it. The other two guys like it.
I definitely like it.
Yeah. Well, of course.
I'm trying to figure out a way to do it more.
I know. You want them on Thursdays at 9:53.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Adam.
Let's go to Adam. Got an announcement to make.
Hey, you ever noticed that I think it's trying to trip up Adam. Now, this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. When JP asked him, what do you have on the show coming up? Like, I don't think
interesting.
Like, yeah. I don't think it's JP trying to have Adam promote
his show.
He's trying to trip him up.
And then make fun of him for not having, like, being prepared or having
not
good
being prepared
topics,
or not having a good topic or having, like,
that's interesting theory.
A Nubs guest.
It's an interesting theory.
That's just my theory.
Okay. But he definitely has promoted Michael Phillips a ton and always makes, you know, remember he did the whole breakdown of him moving over to the Washington Times and covering them.
Yeah, you know, Michael Phillips had some, JP mentioned Michael Phillips twice this week about his King Kong line. Right? King Kong from the Empire State Building.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
It was very weird.
I don't know. When you guys figure out JP, let me know, because I would love to know what's going on. All right, guys. You hope you have a great week. Another fun show for us.
Yeah. And we didn't get the Halloween candy.
Hey, well, another week. Right?
No, Halloween will be...
It's next Wednesday. We can recap Halloween.
Oh, recap.
It might be Tuesday. I don't know. We can recap Halloween.
All right.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. And
we have work to do.
So thanks to our sponsor, Crab Sports, and Don't Sleep Energy. Love both those guys. Thanks for being on the show. And we will see you next time on The Junkies.
See you guys.
Later.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.